The folks at Gloria Dei Lutheran Church in Duluth, Minnesota, are studying more than their Bible these days. They've been learning how the ideas in the natural step can make their church operate more sustainably. One Saturday in the church basement, about a dozen people from churches around the region are talking about what sustainability means. Judy Isaacson is from a small church in the country.
It's a growing understanding that we as individuals have to be responsible for what we do, and then I think a big part is helping people understand it is not that difficult to live up to what our values are and what we see happening.
Isaacson says it's easier to talk about the practical ways to be sustainable than to expound on the theory. She encourages everyone in her church to make small changes, like using less electricity.
Because we're the newbies at our church. Yes. We've only been there 6 years. And by having someone who's been there forever be the person who changed the light bulbs.
Oh, nice.
It was very easy because she had credibility within the congregation.
Yes. For many Christians, the natural step fits right in with what they call creation care. For them, it means taking care of what God created. The Natural Step publishes its principles on the Internet, along with inspiring examples of how it's working in various places around the world. In Duluth, a nonprofit group brought the Natural Step to town. Experts from Canada gave several day-long training sessions to about a dozen businesses and organizations that committed to a year-long effort to put the ideas to work. Sue Anderson took part in the training at the Saturday workshop in the church basement. She mentions some of the things the congregation has done.
The use of glasses and cups, reusable items. We kind of got that going to a lot of different committees, you know, our neighborhood breakfast and things like that.
No more throwaway styrofoam cups. That fits in with one of the principles of the Natural Step. Don't wreck the earth by building more landfills than you absolutely have to. Another principle is use less fossil fuel and other resources that have to be taken from the earth. When they replaced the roof at Gloria Dei, they added a lot of insulation to save energy. David Carlson is pastor of Gloria Dei. This year, he used Lent as a chance to educate the congregation. He asked people to go on a carbon diet for Lent.
There's usually a confession and forgiveness of the brokenness that we have with God and between us and other people, but also the separation that we have with creation. And this is one way that we can participate in the healing of God's creation.
Carlson says a lot of church members are taking on projects. One man is promoting the idea of ride sharing to church.
He is offering a free pillow pack of coffee, fair trade coffee, just to anyone who comes to him during coffee hour and says that they carpooled that day. It's trying to remove barriers for people that may be in the way of, you know, taking further steps. And they may be small, but they may make a difference.
This group can make a difference by offering their experience to others. The nonprofit behind the Natural Step in Duluth is documenting their progress and hoping others will join in. For the Environment Report, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.